Granny's Abner, I believe that's Irene.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Well, the mystery of the coat of arms in the baby's locket became a little more complicated yesterday when the old fellows discovered a copy of the coat of arms printed in the want ad column of the weekly newspaper. It was accompanied by a post office box address. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jotting down store and library, deliberating over what they should do about the ad in the paper. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Well, no, Squire, we ain't wrote to that address in Kansas City yet. I reckon we ought to. Well, we're more than likely to get around to doing it sometime. Yeah, we know it's the importance to find out who the baby is. Well, we'll take care of it, Squire. Yeah. All right, Squire. Not at all. Goodbye.
Squire thinks we ought to write to him, huh?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Well, now, maybe he's right, Lum.
He might be, but I sort of hate to do it. The only reason Squire's interested in this is because he wants to sell us the insurance policy for the baby.
Huh?
And he can't do it till we find out what the baby's legal name is.
Well, yeah, but I still think we ought to write to that place in Kansas City, though, Lum.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Just ask them what they mean by putting a picture of that coat of arms in the paper. They're something awful curious about that.
Yeah, whoever put it in the paper must have known we had the baby, and they must have wanted us to see it, or else they wouldn't have put it in the county seat paper here.
Oh, sure, they wanted us to see it. There ain't no doubts about that, no.
And they must not have wanted hardly anybody else to see it, because they printed the coat of arms and the address both just as little as they could get them in there.
You want me to get a paper and pencil so we can write that letter to Kansas City?
Oh, I don't know, Abner. No rush about it.
Well, they must be expecting us to write to them, Mom, or else they wouldn't have put that address in the paper.
Yeah, you're more than likely right, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Just hate to do it.
Hate to do it?
Well, you see, here's the trouble. If they write back and tell us what the coat of arms stands for and who the baby is, then we'll just have to take the baby back to whoever it belongs to.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? I never thought about that.
Wish there's some way we could find out who this fella in Kansas City is without having to write to him.
Well, here, wait a minute. I know why don't one of us just go up to Kansas City and find out who he is.
Well, how could we do that, though?
Well, I'd just go to that address and hide across the street and wait for him to come out, and we can follow him, see where he works, and such as that.
Yeah, but wait a minute. He never gave us no street address.
Huh?
All he is in the paper is just one of them post office box numbers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That, blame it.
Whoever the feller is, he ain't taking no chances on us finding out any more about him than he wants us to know.
No. He's a smart one. He sure is, yeah.
If there's just some way that we could... Wait a minute. Grannies, I believe I got an idea.
Huh?
I'll call up Ed.
Ed?
Yeah, you know, Ed Beckley. Editor of the paper in the county seat.
Oh, yeah.
I'll ask him who it was that sent in that ad for him to print in the paper.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Ed ought to be able to recollect who it was, because it's such an uncommon thing for anybody to put in the paper.
Why, sure, Ed will recollect that, yeah, law me.
Well, I must have sent a letter along with Ed telling exactly how you wanted it printed and all.
Sure.
I'll get Ed on a long-distance phone right now.
That's a time. Call him up right now. I doggy find out.
Get to the bottom of this thing, yes.
Yeah.
I know that study up somewhere.
That's good detective work, man.
Just hope Mamie ain't in a talkative mood today.
Huh?
All us has to know how everybody is.
Well, I reckon she gets home from sitting there by herself, all them wars coming in there.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hello, Mamie. I want to put a call into the county... Uh-huh. Oh, this is Lum Edwards. Oh, I'm fine, Mamie. I want to call the paper at the county seat. Huh? Abner, oh, he's fine, too.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Listen, Mamie, will you put this call through for me right away? The baby? Yeah, well, you've still got him.
Yeah, little rascal.
Oh, he's fine. No, we ain't named him yet. Piedmont? No, I don't much believe he'd care for that name.
Name's Charlie Abner.
No, I don't believe Lambert would do neither.
No.
He don't look like a Lambert. Listen, Mamie, this call is important, but... No, Grandpap ain't been in today, so I don't know how he's feeling. Now, hurry up and... Well, wait a minute, Mamie. Wait a minute.
What's the matter, Lum?
Oh, she said she got another call there.
Huh.
Granny's, I put my call in first.
Who's the other call for?
I don't know. Mamie's a sweet girl and all that, but sometimes I wish she'd get herself a job in a defense plant or something.
Well, she just tries to be friendly, Lum.
Yeah, that's her main trouble. She tries to be too... Hello, Mamie? Can you make that call for me now? Huh? Oh, it was. Well, that's nice. Now, hurry up with my call.
What is it, Long?
Well, she just said that was Grandpappy Spears who's making that call. She says he's fine.
Well, ask her who Grandpap was calling.
Mary, who was Grandpa? Oh, no, we can't do that, Edna.
Huh?
Ain't polite.
Huh?
I don't think.
Huh?
What's that, Mamie? No, it weren't nothing. Just talking to Abner here. Go ahead and put through my call. I told you 100 times, the newspaper office at the county seat. Ed Beckley. No, Beckley. Well, I don't know how he's feeling. Just a minute. Here, Abner, take the phone. See if you can get this call through.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it. Yeah, yeah. Hello, Mamie? No, this is Abner. Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Yeah, little Pearl's fine. Well, Elizabeth's fine, too, except she's got some awful bad blisters on her hands from chopping wood. Oh, yes, they just look something awful. Well, you see, during them 3 weeks that she was gone, why, her hands got in awful bad shape. They got all white and soft, and she just can't do no work at all, hardly.
For goodness sakes, Abner, hurry up. You're worse than Mamie.
Say, Mamie, we want... Huh? Oh, the baby's fine. Lambert. Yeah, that's a good name, but I believe I like Charlie a lot better, Mamie.
Abner, get the call through.
Huh? Mamie, will you call the newspaper office? Huh? Oh, well, good. Just a minute, Mom.
Well, tell her I'm fine.
Oh, well, here, take the receiver. She's already got your call for you.
She has?
Yeah, fill it there.
Oh, my goodness. Never thought... Hello, Ed. This is Lum Eddard. Huh? Oh, well, is Ed there? Yeah, I'd like to speak to him, please, sir.
Is he there, Lum?
Yeah, they're calling.
Well, good for Ed. I'm glad he's there.
I hope he recollects. Hello? Is this you, Ed? And this is Lum Eddard out in Pine Ridge. Yeah. Oh, just tolerably. Listen, Ed, do you recollect the ad you had in the paper this week? Well, I mean... It had a coat of arms there and a box address in Kansas City right under it. And that's all. Yeah.
Does he recollect it, Long?
Shut that room. What's that, Ed? It was. Well, I do know.
What, Long?
He said it was in last week's paper, too.
Well, I never seen it.
Listen, Ed, who was it that put the ad in the paper? Well, didn't he sign his name to the letter? Oh, come right there to the office, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, didn't he say what his name was?
Yeah, find out what his name was, Mom. That's the thing.
Well, what sort of a looking feller was he? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, I do know.
I wish we had two phones so I could look.
No, I don't know nothing about it, Ed. I just seen the ad and got curious, was all.
Gives me the fidgets to sit here and not know what he's talking about.
You don't know what that coat of arms stands for, do you, Ed?
Get nervous and jump into a rabbit's nose.
You don't? Well... I won't bother you no more, then. Much obliged for the information.
Get me one of them hiccups.
Yeah, all right, Ed. Goodbye.
Did the feller come to the county seat and put the ad in the paper himself, Long?
Yeah. So now we can't get his address from no letter.
Huh. Well, what did he look like?
Well, Ed said he was a tall, skinny feller.
Tall, skinny feller?
Yeah, had a gray suit, and Ed said he noticed the cuffs on his sleeves was wearing out a little.
Doggy, that sounds like you. You never put that ad in there, did you, Long?
Of course not.
What, was he wearing a mask or anything?
No. The reason Ed recollected about it was because he thought he was peculiar that a fella wearing a coat like that would have a lot of money.
Huh? Well, did he have a lot of money?
I reckon so. Ed said he pulled out several $10 bills and paid for the ad in advance.
$10 bills? Doggies, I do know.
Well, that's about all Ed knows.
That young'un might be a king after all if that fella had a $10 bill. You know, that's a rich relate to have, unless he is something like that.
I just can't understand it, Abner. There's something curious going on.
Oh, there ain't no doubts about it.
Wish we could find out some more about that fella.
Me too. Doggies, we ain't much farther ahead than we was before we started, you know what?
Well, leastways we know it weren't the baby's mama that done it.
No.
And we know it was a tall, skinny... Wait a minute. I believe that was our ring, wasn't it?
It might have been. I don't know. I never paid no attention to what this man, I don't think.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Lum Eddard's talking. Oh, it's you again. You forgot to tell me what?
Who is it, Ed?
Oh, well, I'm glad to find that out. Uh-huh. Much obliged. Yeah, goodbye.
What was it Ed forgot to tell you, Long?
It wasn't Ed. That was Mamie.
Mamie? What in the world did she want?
Oh, she just wanted to say that she forgot to tell us that she's feeling fine, too.